Hello, Bobbles Nation and beyond. Sorry, technical difficulty over here. We just knocked something over. We're so excited to be back with you today. And we have a really exciting and I think incredibly interesting topic to discuss with you today.
Yes. Hi. Nice to see you, by the way.
I know. I feel like it's been forever. I
haven't seen you for
like weeks. I feel like in September I didn't see you.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. Who are you?
I'm Spanish now, from Spain, from Barcelona.
Tell the people where you were.
I was in Spain for my best friend's wedding.
Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona.
Why do you add the TH?
I don't know. That's how people pronounce it, I guess. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Whenever we go out, my husband sees anything Spanish. He likes to do it with the accent, and it makes me livid. It makes my blood boil.
Yeah. It's like when Italians like speak like me and then they'll say certain words like incredibly Italian. I cringe.
Prosciutto.
Yeah. I hate it.
You hate
ricotta.
It?
Ricotta. I'm like, it's ricotta cheese. Please relax.
There's a Kardashian episode too where Chris says Louis Vuitton.
Oh, no, she does
yeah,
not.
Yeah. Yeah. And her girls kill her. So let's just own
that we're American.
We're American.
It's okay.
It's Louis Vuitton.
Yes. Ralph Lauren.
And
that is American. I guess you're not supposed to say Ralph Lauren. Mm-hmm. It's Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. All right. So now that we've cleared that up, you were in Barcelona.
Yes. I was in Barcelona for my best friend's wedding. We spent a lot of time in a beach town outside of Barcelona in a place called Sitges. And it's like the province town of Spain. And when we were there, it was Bear Week. So all of these storefronts and bars had all of these like bear flags and there was just men everywhere. And I thought I was getting checked out until I was like, oh, no, they're looking at my gay friends.
They
not me.
Want nothing to do with you.
Yep, nothing. But it was fun. It was a really good time. I smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sexy. I feel like you have to when you're in Europe. Nicotine doesn't count there.
No. And it's like these little, they're called Vogues and they're these little itty bitty cigarettes. You could smoke them actually. Like, I think you wouldn't choke.
How do you hold it?
I have to do it between the two, the pointer in the middle.
And how do you smoke a joint?
Between the thumb and the
pointer. It's a different way.
It's totally different.
But it's the same thing.
I know. It's so funny. But it's ergonomically different to me.
Do you do it between these two first two fingers or next two? Wait.
No, I don't do Star Trek with a cigarette.
Does anybody?
I want to try. I actually can't do that. Can you?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. With both sides?
Yeah.
I can also only snap with my right. My left doesn't make a sound. So right, left.
Wow.
It's so weird.
You got to train. Your right has to train your left.
I know.
Wow. Stupid people tricks.
Yep.
Great. All right. Well, we're talking about this podcast. We love to have guests on the podcast, but we get so many emails and DMs and questions. Even doesn't your family ask you all the time?
Constantly.
It tends to be the topic of discussion.
Yeah.
What's up with franchising? How do you be a franchisee? What qualifications do you need?
Yeah.
How do you help them? What do you do? Do they do their own buying? And I'm like, you know what, guys? Next time someone asks me, I'm going to say, listen to this podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna call this the franchising tell-all.
Tell.
Right? It's perfect. You literally have to take off your headphones because it's so perfect.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's the franchising tell-all. And I really wish we had another name than franchise. I hate it. I hate that name. What we're doing is cooler and sexier than that.
Name on a franchise that is very franchise. When you hear the word franchise.
I think McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, Subway.
Yeah, I go to Subway.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with sports teams being franchises?
Yeah, they're a franchise. They're a sports franchise.
What about the Bachelorette franchise?
Right.
It's not a franchise.
The Housewives franchise.
Yeah, it's not. You can't buy one.
I know.
I don't get it.
I don't either. We'll have to do some digging in the dictionary.
They are trying to maybe make that word better. So thank you.
Yeah.
Housewives and Bachelorette and sports teams.
I mean, is it just like as a franchise, just like a collection of the same?
Oh, yeah. I hate that. I hate it even more now.
I know. Well, this is the franchising tell-all. Eventually, we'll do a tell-all with the new name of what we're doing.
Yes. So let's take our way back. We're sitting at the Thanksgiving table with my family, and then it was a small gathering. We did my side of the family.
Derek has kind of coming off the heels of COVID.
It was, yeah. We were at my family. Derek has 3,000 people at his Thanksgiving. I have 8. So we're sitting at my table of 8. And what's next? And what's next for Bobbles? And, you know, my family is kind of my team. They're on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
The unpaid franchise team.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, where should we open next? And pre-COVID, we were actually looking at expanding into Charleston. And then COVID hit and, you know, it's a blessing we kind of didn't.
Absolutely.
That would have been a really difficult time as a new business. So really, you know, we've built something, I think, super cool in New England.
Yeah.
And we've really become, I think, in this area, a household name.
Yeah.
Is that safe to say? Can I say that?
Yeah. I mean, I've been a stalker since 2010, so my whole closet's always Bobbles. Even still, yesterday, I was like, you know what? I'm going to zip into Zara. Yeah. It's been a minute. Nothing. Bobbles has it all.
We have a lot.
Yeah.
We have a lot. I don't know where people shop, but Zara's us if you live on the East Coast. So I was really thinking about digging into a different section of the United States. Mm. So lived in California, we could do that, but it's so far, it's so hard to manage. Then I thought Florida, great opportunities. Charleston, obviously great opportunities. And then my dad, I said, I don't know if I want to travel that much. I don't know. My dad said, just franchise. And we all had a chuckle. Mm-hmm. We did. We laughed. I was like, yeah, that'd be funny. Bobbles is a franchise. Yeah, great. The next morning I woke up and I said, we're going to franchise. Mm-hmm. We're going to franchise. So yeah, I went to some franchise fairs, first of all, which if you've ever heard of Purgatory, that's what this franchise fair kind of was.
I believe it.
Oh my God. It was
there's like convention centers and folding tables and bands.
It wasn't even at like a good convention center, like Javits or like in Boston convention center. This is in like, I don't know, some highway town.
Yeah.
Pulled off. It's like a Marriott situation. I'm like, this sucks. Apart.
Yeah, no.
It's everybody in schlumpy business suits.
Ugh.
And schlumpy stands. Do you know what schlumpy means, by the way?
I have a feeling it's Yiddish.
It is.
Like, I can imagine exactly what it is.
Describe.
It's Joseph A. Banks suits.
Yeah.
In front of a convention, in the convention.
Yeah, like a little ill-fitting.
Yes. Gold. Everything's just a little wrong.
A little wrong. Lots of pleats going on. Just not
like 5 to 7 years ago.
Yeah,
schlumpy. But wearing today like it's current.
Yeah.
Dusty loafers.
Dusty. Yeah, real dusty.
Okay.
So at the Schlumpy Convention Center, and there is I shouldn't even say convention center. It's hotel.
Yeah.
Hotel
ballroom.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. The hideous rugs that all look the same from place to place. And there's all these little janky booths, and they have the janky printed screens behind them. And who's there? I mean, listen, no offense to these franchises, but it just doesn't say sexy, cool, cutting edge fashion to me. To me. I'm sure, you know, Mary Mates does great at these franchises. Or, you know, what else was
there? I'm sure there's really lucrative opportunities
there. Tons.
But
tons.
Not how we want to do it.
You know, pet lawn fertilizers and mostly men, I have to say.
Mm.
And it was just not good. But I went to these fairs. I learned about the process of franchising.
Okay.
Yeah. And spoke to a franchise lawyer, spoke to franchise developers, and really started to understand, could this be something that we can teach?
Because right.
That's really it. Can we teach this to another business owner to be able to do? And really the aim being to teach people to do what I've done in New England in different sectors of the United States. So we don't have these aspirations of having 6,000 franchisees and, you know, dinky little locations, which a lot of franchises do. That's how they make their money.
Right.
You know, but we're really looking at building communities like we've done in New England and working with very special people in doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that was really the first step, was to get our ducks in a row.
Yep.
We wrote what's called an FDD, which is a document.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marriage certificate between the franchisee and the franchisor. So that was the first big step, is to figure out the legalities of this thing and how we do it. So once we had that, we were ready to market.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what that looked like?
I think we did an Instagram live.
That's exactly right.
And an Instagram post. And we were just like, hey, if you're interested in owning your own Bobbles, like, I'm sure if anyone would even want to do it.
Yeah. And we were inundated.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Calendar was filled up with inquiries.
Yep.
And we just couldn't believe that many people were interested in the beginning.
Yeah. But of course, this is such a cool business and way of life. So let's dive into what it's like to be a Bobbles owner. Because I think there's some misconceptions. And I think what we do a really good job at on our end is making it look incredibly easy and really glamorous. And of course, those aspects of the business exist. There are parts of it that are purely easy and purely fun and purely fashion, right? Like there are very glamorous things that we do. Mm-hmm. But there's also another side to entrepreneurship, and specifically, I think, franchising with us that I think people don't expect.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people imagine buying a franchise as being an investment or a get rich fast. But I think that it's regardless of whether you're starting a franchise or you're still starting your own business.
Right.
Which, you know, is so, so rewarding and so hard. And it's the best, hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
It's not because it's 24 hours a day.
Yep, there's no sick days.
No.
There's no time off.
No. There's no maternity leave.
Nope.
You just do
you
it.
Are your business.
Yeah. And you're only going to be as successful as the time you put into it.
Yep.
And that's the case of any business. That's the true secret to success right there is hard work.
Yeah.
Hard, persistent work.
Yep.
Smart decisions.
Yeah. But the perk of doing it this way is that the roadmap and the recipe is there for you. So it's like learning to cook. You buy your first cookbook or you watch a YouTube video or a TikTok, like wear that for you and owning your own boutique business.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think even better than that, we're more like Go Fresh. Is that still around, Go Fresh?
Oh yeah. There's tons of different ones. Yeah. Hello Fresh.
Yeah. You sign up for the subscription and they send you the ingredients, but you very much have to cook them.
Yes.
And that's what, franchising with us, we kind of equate it to is you work with us, we give you the recipe, and listen, we are certain that this recipe works.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't have done this if we didn't think that it works and it works every time. Mm. But I made all the mistakes for the recipe. Remember the pop-up in Rockport?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops. Kids line.
Oops.
Oops. We do these things and you can't be afraid to try. You can't be afraid to fail. And you live and you move on. But luckily, I've done it all for you.
Right. And we'll continue to. Like, this isn't the type of franchise where we're never going to do anything new and we're stuck in our ways. Like, we're always going to push the envelope and try different things. And if it fails, it's a learning lesson for our franchisees that they didn't have to make. And if it succeeds, we pass it along.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, we really give the backbones and the instructions on how to do it.
Yeah.
And the franchisees take it from there.
Yep.
But let me ask you some questions.
Sure.
I'm going to be a potential franchisee.
Great.
And I'm going to ask you the questions that one asks.
Oh, sure. Let's do it.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I want to open in Salem, Massachusetts.
Love that you say this. We've actually closed the New England area for locations. Specifically, Salem is so close to our Marblehead location. We really want to protect the businesses that already exist and the current franchisees that exist. We don't want to be on every corner like a Starbucks.
Yeah. Nope. Let me ask you another question. Do I get to do my own buying?
Yes. That's the perk of owning a Bobbles. So again, like we've mentioned, you get the recipe. So we guide you on who to buy for so that you really are able to dress everyone, because that's a key part of Bobbles and Lace. So we are for everyone. We can dress a 13-year-old. We can dress a 93-year-old. We got it. But you have to buy right to do that. And so we have a really robust training program on that. And additionally, you will get access to all of our vendors that we use. And our discounts.
Ooh.
So you save money owning the Bobbles than if you went out and didn't run your own.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. We teach you how to restock. We teach you what to bring in new, when to bring in new, so you don't overbuy. You won't waste money on inventory. You are the buyer to our collection. You are a vision.
All right. Well, you know, I live in Salem, Massachusetts, but I'd really love to open a store in L.A., Is that a possibility for me?
What are you, do you have intentions of moving to LA?
No, I love Halloween.
Oh, I love, first of all, I love that for you.
Yeah.
Halloween's so much fun. We think that the best, most successful businesses for Bobbles for at least the first 2 years are owner operated, meaning you live and work in that community. So right now we're only franchising with people who live in the community they want to open.
Oh, okay. So I'm out.
Yeah. Let me tell everyone why that's such a big deal for us.
Yes.
Because really with Bobbles, like you all know this as our shoppers, like when you go in, you kind of have, or I know you have, and I know me as a client, I had an expectation for the experience that I was going to have. Because we're not just successful because Lindsay's an incredible buyer, and she is. As you all noticed, she's at least a year ahead of every trend.
Thank you.
But it's what we do for women. We are here to transform the shopping experience because shopping sucks. It is not fun. There's no help. It's hot. You don't know your size. There's a line for the fitting room. There's a line for the register. Like, it's not a fun experience. And what Bobbles is all about is that experience. We want to make women feel good. So when they're looking back on their pictures and they're seeing that they wore Bobbles and lace, they're thinking of us for their next special thing, for a pick-me-up, for just a revamp of their wardrobe, and know they can come in and trust the person that's there. And that is really hard to train to someone who's not in their business.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also as an owner, you are always going to care the most.
And you should.
And you should. And you should. So, you know, you have a 18-year-old stylist in your store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see all the time people have part-time high school or college help. And listen, that's great. You can find fantastic, fantastic girls out there. We were them once.
We were them.
We were them.
Totally.
Yeah. But, you know, it's really, you are gonna, I ask myself, who I want to be dressed by.
Mm.
And it's really about creating connections in a community and making people feel really good in their own skin and in our skin that we're putting them in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You also can't expect your employee to know what to do if you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So like the first 10 years of Lindsay's business, she was there 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom remembers you pregnant with your first child.
Yeah, either off Bobbles sale I had jet that night.
Yeah.
I was having contractions. I was like, oh my God, crossing my legs, saying, please stay in. And I went to the hospital that night and gave birth.
Yep. You got through off Bobbles first.
Busiest day of the year.
Yep.
Like, you are not
missing it.
Nope. February 17th, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It was a snowstorm too.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, I mean, you have to, that's what you do. But you love it too. It's also right. The fun. Can I say funnest? Do I sound lame if I say funnest?
I would say
anyone's going to want to franchise with me if I say funnest.
I think so. Yeah, because we are the funnest.
We are the funnest.
Why can't that be a word? I don't understand.
It just should be. Well, it is now. So
okay.
It really is the most rewarding, funnest job there is.
It doesn't feel like work.
Every time we do it live, mm-hmm. or we get new clothes, I'm like, clothes are so, this is so fun.
It's
clothes
so fun.
Are the best. So I think there is a misconception that the women's commodity industry is a throwaway,
yeah.
that it doesn't count.
Right.
When I tell people that, you know, oh, I own stores, like, oh, isn't that cute? It's a hobby. I'm like, no, this is, yes, I do love it, but this is one of the most lucrative businesses that there is out there is women's commodities.
Correct. And women are always going to shop.
Always. COVID, we just bought sweatsuits and masks, but we still bought. I was still shopping away at night from bed on my phone. So women are always going to shop because we always need to have things on our body.
Yep.
Can't be naked.
Nope.
Nope. So I don't know where that came from, but it's a dumb business.
Yeah, I don't need because men, the patriarchy. Some men still don't take us seriously. I love when we fly and men talk to us. I'm like, oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
Okay, I probably work 10 times as hard as you.
Yeah, probably making more.
Probably. Exactly right. So if I'm interested in franchising, mm-hmm. how, like, do I need to have $1 million in the bank?
Yeah, a lot of people ask that question. And the answer is no. Who does have $1 million in their bank? So we have really good connects with the broker for the SBA. And most people do end up getting a loan, a small business loan, through the SBA. So that's been a really popular way to do it with our franchisees.
Okay. Well, what does the investment look like?
There is a range.
Mm-hmm.
And so the range really starts at about $150,000 to $250,000. And that's with the franchise fee. That's with building the store up. That's all in, all in.
Yeah. Inventory, mm-hmm. training.
Everything.
Staples.
Everything.
Windex.
So I think you come to find out that's a very inexpensive startup.
Absolutely.
For a business.
Yeah.
Because you're also doing a business that stands the test of time mm-hmm. and is sure to succeed if you follow.
Right. So how do you break down the steps? How do I follow the steps? Like, what does the support from Baubles & Lace look like?
Really, I think, you know, you have to be a good listener. And that's really, really important.
Yeah.
Because we do have the steps. We know what works and what doesn't. So we're not looking for people to try and reinvent the wheel here.
No.
But we have the steps down from the time you decide to franchise with us to the time you're opening your doors for your grand opening to the time you're in and you're having your grand. And like we have the steps to a T in a, how about our master timeline?
It took forever to make, but it was worth it.
Yeah, yeah. When to do what when. Mm. So there's not really any thought. I know that sounds crazy to say.
It's just learning.
It's just learning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the steps there.
Yeah.
I can't really summarize the steps more than that. It's just, here they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think what our team has done really well, excuse me,
as a franchise is like really connecting everybody as one company. Mm-hmm. So I think being an entrepreneur can feel a little lonely, especially when you're first starting out, because you have to work so incredibly hard because it's yours and it's your investment. But we do have a really awesome network of people that we work with, and we get everybody together consistently. So
it's a tribe.
It is. Like, and we're not working with people we don't like. So that's like the first question after I get off of a call with someone, Lindsay's like, do you like them? Like personally, we have to like you personally because we're going to be in this together for 10 years.
10 years.
So there's that factor, but also you get access to our team from the day you sign. You get a weekly call with us. Mm-hmm. Not that we're not available. We'll answer the phone, a text, a Slack at any moment, mm-hmm. but we do bring our franchisees together a lot. And a lot of them have really, really good friendships now.
Yeah.
So we have Zooms with them every other week. We just got back from Saratoga where we did an annual meeting that was half learning, probably a quarter learning, three quarters fun, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
But so you feel like you're really part of something bigger, not mm-hmm. just, you know, a lone island.
Yeah, you can feel definitely alone. I know I started this business with my Aunt Val. We were partners for 12 years. And it's so great to have that partnership. And listen, I mean, some of us have husbands or parents or twins or brothers or whatever, friends.
Yeah.
But it's different when someone's in it and really sees what you're doing and they understand what it is that you're doing to be able to talk about that is a monumental gift.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine starting my business and being alone in it. And when I say alone, I mean not having partners,
mm-hmm.
a partner. So I, you know, what's nice is all of our franchisees
mm-hmm.
do have partners, and that's our franchise team. So we have a phenomenal franchise team of women. So I'm sure you've met a lot of them on these podcasts if you're a fan. But what do you do, Michaela?
I help you the most with people and revenue. So I'm all about team training, people development, people management. Most of the calls I get from our franchisees now are how to have difficult conversations with their team, what my advice would be, how to set goals, really how to run a profitable business,
mm-hmm.
And how to train your team on what it is to be a Baubles babe.
And leadership.
Yeah.
And culture.
Big time leadership and company culture mm-hmm. and how to do that on a smaller scale.
Yeah. Yeah. We have Samantha Frenny,
mm-hmm.
who
air traffic control.
We call air traffic control. Sits in our office with big headphones on and just get shit done.
Yeah.
So as we said, all of our franchisees do their own buying through our catalog, but she's the one placing all of those orders. And she's been on buying trips with me for 10 years now. So she has developed really great relationships with myself, with our vendors. So she is, she's like a very...
She makes sure you get your shit.
She does. She makes sure you get your shit
mm-hmm.
on time.
Yep. She's great. And I could, no one could do what she does.
Nope. No one ever.
No one ever.
Ever. We have Alexa, who is our director of visual merchandising.
Who we had in the podcast.
Yes. She's been on the podcast. She helps you build out your store.
She loves Taylor Swift, but we'll forgive her for that.
Yeah, we will. We have to. She's too good at what she does.
She is.
But she makes everything perfect and beautiful and profitable visually. But I think what's the coolest thing about what she does is she really helps your vision come to life while maintaining, you know, what the Bobbles brand is. So we're not this a cookie cutter franchise. Like, you do have creative freedom to make your store look like you. Mm-hmm. There's certain things she's going to veto. Because it's either not worth the money or it hasn't worked in the past. Again, we've tried it all. Yeah. But she's really good at that.
Yeah. You know, even my 8 stores, they all have a different different vibe than the others.
They
have different decor.
Newport, Rhode Island, and Boston, Mass. Should not look the same.
Nope. Or Portland.
Yeah.
Very different stores. Different demographic. and there's even more differences with our franchise locations, which is great to see. You
it's
know,
so
we
fun.
Don't want all the same. We want different collections. We want different curators. And, you know, in my head, if you were going to be going to work every day and it'd be yours, truly yours, it has to be a reflection of you and your vision for your space.
Yeah.
So that was really important in doing this, that we were able to really work with each individual franchisee to ensure that their space is a reflection of them and their communities.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. So Alexa helps with that, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's Kelsey Brooks. Mama Kelsey.
Mama Kelsey.
Yep, she's due any second.
Yeah.
But she's also the owner of Bobbles Charleston. So it's been really fantastic to have someone who's a franchisee also on the franchise team.
Yeah.
So we're able to really cater to our franchisees even more with the insight she brings to the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So she is the marketing director.
Yep.
So she helps with everyone's marketing, making sure we have tons of photos for your Instagrams and your graphics and your promotions and your loyalty program and everything that is marketing.
Yep.
Yep.
And then we have Miss McKenzie, who is going to be on the podcast soon, but she's
next week.
Yeah. She's both mine and Sam's counterpart, actually.
Yes.
So Sam is all operational and data and tracking and shipping. McKenzie makes sure you have the styles you need and enough of what you need to be styling your clients. So whenever I'm going to go do a team training in one of our franchise locations, my first message is to McKenzie. I'm like, can you make sure they have enough so my training can be successful?
Mm-hmm. With so much freedom in our catalog with 5,000 items.
Yeah.
Like, it can be really daunting to ensure that you have the right products for your right clients. So she really is the liaison. And what makes her so talented at this is because she's been a director of the Portland store since it opened.
Yeah.
And so she has a really – and she studied fashion and design and all of that. But she has a really great personalized experience with the products themselves.
Yes, exactly. How they fit, how they feel, how to style them, all the tools you need to have a profitable store.
Yeah. Yeah. She's touching them the styles the most.
Yep.
Yeah. So that is – oh, there's me.
Yeah.
Me
yeah.
Too. So that is our franchise team. And I think it's a really amazing group. We all
We're perfect.
We're perfect. We all love each other, which is also
really nice.
It's really nice. Work with who you love. Mm-hmm. But what's also cool is that everyone on this team has really worn every hat, if you think about
it. Yes. All of us have worked in store. All of us have merchandised. We've done it all.
Look at your voice. Somebody sexy over there.
It's probably the Spanish cigarettes. Catch it up to me.
So now your voice sounds good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start smoking.
Ooh. I have 5 packs of Vogues on my coffee table for decoration. I'll bring you one.
Yeah.
So the thing about European cigarettes is they put like graphic warnings on the packages. So there'll be one of tongue cancer. Oh. There's one where there's a dad clearly dead in the bed and the mom holding a baby over him crying.
My God. Are these real pictures?
I mean, they're staged, but that's what they're on.
Sorry. That's horrible. If you don't know that cancer causes
– smoking causes cancer,
come on. Come on.
Yeah, that's what they do in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm ready
still
to smoke.
Smoking them.
Light her up.
Yeah.
So that is really a brief summary of franchising with us. And we're really excited. I feel like we're at kind of an interesting time.
Yeah. So really, just so that all of you are aware, obviously the New England area is closed. So we're not doing anything in Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. Is that New England? Potentially not Connecticut either. I feel like Connecticut's good with the one we have, but yeah, we could be open to a conversation about that. And really what we're trying to do, obviously, as we said, we don't want to work with hundreds of people. We really want to keep our group small. So if you are interested in franchising in an area, take a peek and see if we're already there. We get lots of inquiries for Orlando. We're already there.
Already there.
And Charleston. We're already there. So make sure your location is at least 45 minutes to an hour away from what's already there. Mm-hmm. And know, like, our first priority is our current franchisees. So if you find an area that's, say, close to Orlando, we feel obligated and are obligated to tell our Orlando franchisees. And if they want it, it's theirs. But that just shows you, like, once you're in.
Yeah. Listen, it's a big country.
It is. There's plenty of hot areas to go to.
I'm desperately seeking two states.
Okay. Tell me more.
Okay. One is California.
Of course.
I've been dying to get to California.
Yep.
We are all set to go there. I guess in order to incorporate a franchise in California, it takes a year to 2 years. Yeah. We did it. Yay. We're done. We're ready. So yeah, we're finally ready to rock. So if there's any California franchisees, potential franchisees, please reach out to us. Love to have a chat. Additionally, I really have my eyes set on Texas.
I do too.
Where in Texas do you want to go?
Austin, number one.
Is that your number one?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, I used to live there. So to see Bobble. And I used to literally, my mom would ship me clothes from Bobbles when I lived down there. So to actually have one there would be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some other hot spots, but we do have, I'm not going to even say them.
Yeah, no.
Because we're already talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the best, because I'm not a boutique owner yet, so I don't know the answer to this, but what is the best part of owning a Bobbles? Like, why do it?
The best part, you have a saying you say, and that's when I was little, I used to play house. No, wait, what'd you play?
Barbies in store.
Barbies in store. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, if that was you as a little girl, there's no reason why this shouldn't be your passion as a woman.
Yep.
It's hard to find a career or find somewhere to spend your time that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an industry that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make people feel good. I've had multiple people cry in the fitting rooms over the years. And the fact that we can do that with something that seems so silly as clothes.
Right.
But it does matter. So it's a fun industry. We can change people's lives, but we don't have to cut their hearts open to do it.
Yeah. Or be therapists.
We kind of are.
We're retail therapists.
We are. So it's fun. I mean, that's really it.
Mm-hmm.
Life's too short to hate what you do.
I agree.
Truly.
I was on a date this week and me and my questions.
Oh, gosh,
I was like,
yeah,
if you could do anything other than what you were doing, like, what is your dream job?
Dying to know his answer.
Me, I'll tell you that later.
Wow.
And he's like, what about yours? And I was like, he's like, you're doing it. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
I can't think of one other job out there I'd rather do.
Nope.
Can you?
No.
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 I love that.
Yeah. Living my dream.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's so nice.
Good to know.
That's great. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's hard work.
Yeah, but it's the right hard work.
It doesn't feel like it. If you feel like what you do,
right,
the hard work just seems natural.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. What do we look for? So do I have to have a retail background to be a franchisee?
No, you know what? I'm kind of finding that I prefer that you don't, because retail comes with a lot of bad habits, because
right,
no one really does it like us.
Because we're not retail profession.
We're not typically, we're not normal retail.
Right.
So, you know, I'm really, number one, looking for women who are hardworking. Really important.
Yes.
Really important.
Hardworking is not 40 hours, just as an update.
No, and you can't look for the easy way.
No.
Easy way isn't always the right way.
Franchising with is the easy way.
Correct.
That is the easy way, but it's not going to get much easier than that.
No, no. You still have to do the steps.
Right.
You don't have to invent the steps. You don't have to worry about the steps. Mm-hmm. The steps are done, but you still, it's hard work. I'm looking for people who are passionate.
Yeah.
Really important. I'm looking for people that have a sense of fun because this is a fun industry.
Yeah.
You know, you got to laugh. You got to have fun with it. And if, you know, we can't have a laugh and you know, yeah. It's going to be a very long 10 years.
Yep. It is. It is. Because yeah. We have people of all different backgrounds. You know, of course, some of our employees have franchised with us, but we have people from finance, mm-hmm. teacher, an executive assistant.
And I think there's qualities of all of those that absolutely. Have really shown to be super positive. You know, our teacher is so great at leading teams.
Mm-hmm.
Executive assistant is so great at managing spreadsheets. Like it's yes. just, there's so many different backgrounds. It's really hard for me to narrow it down to one, but at the end of the day, it comes to hard work and be nice.
Yes.
Personally, am yeah. I missing anything?
Yeah. Coachability.
Yeah.
Do what we say. I promise it works. We're not just saying it.
No. Trust me. There's plenty of times though. We say you give us, you tell us and we'll listen.
Yeah. All the time.
We're learning every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love feedback.
Yeah. And I do have to say a special shout out to our first franchisee, who is Megan in Hingham.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful store if you haven't seen it yet. But,
it's so gorgeous.
You know, she really paved the way for all the others. What did you say? She walked so
so they could run.
I walked so you could run. I mean, we first started our training program. It's like
a day in Boston.
Yeah,
now it's
like
a week.
A day or two. And we're like, we didn't really have.
Yeah. Now it's 2 weeks
now
of training.
It's full. So
plus more.
And it just thank you, Megan, for trusting us and trusting us and taking that leap of faith as our first.
And she's such a bubbles babe.
Oh, she
she's
is.
So perfect.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. So I do have to say a little special thank
absolutely.
You to our first.
I agree.
Because we couldn't have done it without a first one.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. So, and that's kind of a summary of franchise.
That's the franchising tell-all.
Yeah. Tell me something I don't know.
Ooh, something you don't know?
Yeah.
About this topic? Or
tell me your favorite franchise memory.
Oh, my favorite franchise memory?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Assembly Row opening.
Why?
Something about it felt so magical. I think because it was the first employee
mm-hmm.
to open one, and I hired Jill, and I trained Jill, and she was a part-time stylist.
So she was your baby?
She was like my little baby. So then to see her be so young, I think she was 23 when that store opened, and do it so perfectly. And that was like a record day in Bobble's Nation. And I think it still holds the record.
It does.
For the best sales day we've ever had.
It does.
And she just did it right and had such a great team. And that was when it really hit me. Like it works.
We got it.
Yeah. What about you?
For me, it was Megan's first opening.
Yeah. That was a big deal.
No, you know what it is?
What?
The day that Megan said, I want to do it.
Yeah.
I remember we went to Sea Salt.
Yep.
Do you remember that? Went to Sea Salt. And I think I cried. And I said, I can't believe that someone trusts me
mm-hmm.
this much. And I will never let them down. Mm-hmm. And the feeling still remains.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
I love it.
I love it.
It's so fun. I can't wait to see what happens next. We have a really big year coming.
We have a big year coming.
So look out for some sexy new locations.
Very sexy. Not Vegas.
No.
Not yet. Not yet. I would do Vegas though.
Easy.
Yeah. So if live in Vegas, hit us up. No, seriously. If you listen to this and you thought this is your calling,
yeah,
this is your voice from above,
mm-hmm.
then hit us up, and you can do so by visiting our website. There is a contact. There's a franchise tab. You can click and read a little more about it.
Yeah.
And then submit your information, and one of us will get back to you. You can additionally just email franchise@bobblesandlace.com.
Yeah. Or shoot us a DM, whatever you want.
Whatever. You know where to find us.
Exactly.
Yeah. And stay tuned for next week's podcast mm-hmm. episode.
It'll be a fun one.
It'll
I'm excited.
Be a fun one. And happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah.
And go get them.
Yeah. Go get them. Tiger.
Yay. Franchise.
Yay.
Franchise. Bye, everybody.